No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Morena Ange, how are you?
Morena, I'm well, thanks.
Good.
Another good day I'm
convinced that you do bring the sun into the studio.
Yeah.
Hey, what are we talking about this morning?
Well, I sort of thought I'd talk about insomnia because it's a big problem for a lot of people, and some people go, I'm chronic insomnia, you won't be able to get me to sleep. You know, I haven't slept in years, and it's just like, well, actually, there is a lot you can do. And I thought, well, if somebody wants to know further, we've got Sleep Mix on the website, which has got Californian poppy, which helps re-establish sleep patterns.
Okay.
And chamomile, which is really good for relaxing mind, gut, and the restlessness with magnesium. But also, we've got to sort of sort out the anxiety and the stress and the overload.
Mm-hmm.
And it's often that you wake up at, you know, between 11 and 3 is often a good time. It's often the liver, gallbladder, meridian time. And you think of all the things you've got to do. And
I'm definitely guilty of doing that sometimes.
Yeah. And sometimes the best thing is like, don't turn on your screens, you know, but you can sort of get up, go to the loo and jot a few keywords down because you're like, it will be gone by the morning. You go, how am I going to remember this?
Yeah.
And you're holding on, there's three things and you want to capture that pearl of wisdom in the middle of the night because all the clutter's gone, suddenly they sort of bubble up, you know?
Yeah.
And we've got some really good things for mind chatter too, and some good yoga poses to help sort of get back into the parasympathetic nervous system where there's nothing wrong.
What is a good yoga pose for that?
Child pose. And you don't have to get out of bed on the cold floorboards either. You
just do it on your sheets.
Wriggle down past the pillow. And nobody knows, and you just breathe away down to the lower rib cage, and you know, nice and deep, and then it gets out all the muscular tension, and then you turn your head the other way and do that side as well. And that just gets you, you know, like, because if we're in sympathetic dominance, and that can be why you wake up too, you know, the world's unsafe, mm-hmm. urgency, fight, flight, critical thinking, like nothing's, you know, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, we've got to get ourselves out of that because it's not healthy, and stress is, you know, aging us.
I think this time of the year is particularly
disease. Yeah.
Yeah. This time of the year is particularly gnarly for that kind of thing as well because it's winter and you sort of seem to focus on all that stuff a bit more, don't you?
Exactly. And, you know, the best thing,
like, bless you, Jesus,
go out to Pihar and take your shoes off and have a, you know, run around in the sun.
Like I did yesterday, Anne.
Yeah, that's right.
Inspired you, did I?
Yeah. So you did the nature prescription.
Yeah, I did. I thought of you while I was out there taking my shoes off. I thought, Ange will appreciate this.
Yes, re-ionise. And anything that claps your hands and stamps your feet is sort of like lifts the endorphins and you get that wellness feeling. So also with insomnia, you've really got to get the sun on your face, the morning sun, so you get the serotonin happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the flip side of that, you know, in the dark, you get the melatonin, but you need that balance of both. So, you know, even if you haven't slept well, go out for a morning walk, get the sun on your pituitary gland, which is just between your eyebrows.
Okay.
Yep. And also, yeah, I just strongly recommend if you think you're just that way and you are an insomniac, please come and see me because I've got some really good things. Sometimes people go away on tour or, you know, with work and they have a new bed and that sort of thing. And we've got the magnesium tablets, but it also has potassium phosphate for mind chatter.
What is mind chatter? Is that
it's just a busy mind and waking up and thinking of things, whereas you should be in a deep sleep.
Yeah.
You know. And then we've also, you know, sometimes a few of my patients really like just straight kava, which just drops the anxiety. And then you're like, don't worry about it. And you fall asleep, you know.
Yeah.
So it gets you out of that worrying mm-hmm. about things. Yeah.
It's hard to break that cycle. Does exercise help? Definitely. Know, going for a run or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, flicks it off in a swim, like mm-hmm. we like to do. Yeah, that helps bust the stress and balance your mind and body, especially that cross-crawling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's when your
arms and legs are going opposites.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Get your whole body working.
But there's machines at the gym for that too. There's sort of, I don't know.
Cross-trainer, I think it's called.
Yeah, cross-trainer. That's it. Thank you for that.
That's the one.
But yeah, so just to know, we've got really good remedies, and even if you're travelling, we've got good remedies for when you travel, like in tablet form. You know, we can do this. You mm-hmm. know, so you know, we can sort of fix this insomnia thing.
School's back, uni's back. People will be kicking back into routines that they might not be used to at the moment, or they've got, you know, on their sort of holiday routine for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Anything that you'd recommend that they do or that they take?
Pack your lunch. Yeah,
that's a great tip.
Yeah, I know. And then look, you just have such a good afternoon if you've had decent amount of protein and a decent amount of salad or coleslaw.
I mm-hmm. always feel good about myself if I've packed my lunch.
Yeah.
Achieved one thing already in the day.
Yeah, I feel like past tense Tess has looked after future Tess.
Yes. So cook a big dinner and take half, you know, like that's what you do. Or, you know, at work I've either got a coleslaw or a salad and then I either go two eggs or a can of salmon or a can of King Oscar sardines.
Nice.
You go all day on that.
Fantastic.
Good Granny Smith apple I've got today.
Nice
I love
crisp.
A Granny Smith.
Someone said magnesium cured their mind chatter.
Yeah, that's right.
So there you go.
And particularly on my website, go to the mineral appraisal and you'll find there's 4.1 and 2.3. They're all the ones for mind chatter.
Okay.
3.1, yeah. So you can order those online. But the potassium with the magnesium really gets the buzz off the brain. There's other magnesiums which will work more on muscles and bones and that sort of thing. And there's ultra muscle-ese and those sorts of things. But
that's
I really like the mind chatter one too.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing for getting back into the swing of a work or a school routine or something.
It does,
now.
We had a question earlier in the week from a texter who wanted to know what's a great breakfast for someone on the run that's going to sustain energy levels throughout the day? And this whole thing, like, is breakfast the most important meal of the day?
Oh, yeah,
myth?
Okay.
Not
so
myth.
Some people wake up starving and they absolutely need it. I quite like a smoothie with rice milk, frozen banana, frozen blueberries.
Yum,
groundland seed. And chocolate whey protein powder.
And you find that sustains?
That gets me to 12 o'clock and okay. I don't have to think, you know, and it's not heavy or it's, you know, you can just, mm-hmm. that and a coffee, that's good.
Keep going.
But some people really like oats and soaked oats. So it feeds the microbiota, which a talk's coming up on the 3rd of August Ooh. About the microbiota.
Nice.
So then the fibre's still lasting to the colon, you know,
it
hasn't run out. And then, so rather than cooked oats or, you know, the quick microwave ones, don't do those. You just soak it
don't
overnight.
Don't do those?
No.
Why is that?
You want the rolled oats, which has got all the husk in it
mm-hmm.
and plenty of fibre and it's not too ground down.
Ooh.
So then it lasts to the colon. And then you've got food for the
proper fiber
for your
bacteria.
Body. Yeah. And do it with blueberries and ground linseed. I'm a big fan of ground linseed.
Someone else has also texted in for the insomnia stuff that the 4-7-8 breathing technique is a good one. What's that one? Is that just
4-7-8? I know the one that's breathe in for 5 counts, breathe out for 5 counts, keep it out for another 5 counts.
Sounds good.
Breathe in for 5 counts and you go around like that. Just breathe in for 5 counts, out for 5 counts, keep out for another 5 counts. I think people get caught up with numbers too much if otherwise. And that is known. That's another way to get ourselves back into parasympathetic because the carbon dioxide rises and then kicks you back into parasympathetic nervous system.
And that takes some practice for some people, huh?
Yeah, you just got to keep trained on. But if you fall off the wagon, you just back on. Oh, that's right, five. You know, I went to a Buteyko course and that's what they said to do.
Cool.
And that's the only way we know how to reset ourselves into parasympathetic.
Is breathing.
Yep.
But if the 4-7-8 works for you, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's
keep
fine too.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, was it 4 or 7? But that's fine. Whatever it works. But it is about the breathing that will get you back into parasympathetic.
Fantastic. Oh, well, thank you, Ange, for bringing those up on a sunny morning.
Yes,
helping
you're welcome.
Us get back into our sleep routines. We'll see you next Tuesday, Monday. What day of the week is it?
Monday.
Oh, my gosh. I need to get back
and
into
I'm
my routine.
And I'm upstairs above harvest.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.